Hi, it's Elaine Clark. I'm one of the producers for Radio West, and this weekend is the Utah Arts Festival, which means today is our fifth and final Creative Utah Challenge. We've partnered with the festival on this series of challenges to get you making your own art. So for this last one, we're asking you to look around for what we'll call unintentional art. We were inspired by Davy Rothbart. He's a writer, a contributor to This American Life, and the creator of Found Magazine. The idea of the magazine is pretty simple. They collect and publish stuff that people have found and sent in to them. So imagine you're walking down the street and you see a piece of paper. You stop and pick it up, and it turns out it's a love letter or a to-do list or a journal entry. Rothbart says these finds can be lovely. They can be funny, or they can be heartbreaking. The first note, the one that sparked Found Magazine, was a note that Rothbart found on his car.
You know, my name is Davy, but on my windshield was this note addressed to Mario. So I pulled it off. You know, I'm like, what's this all about? And it said, Mario, I hate you. You said you had to work. Why is your car here at her place? You're a liar. I hate you. I hate you. Signed, Amber. P.S. Page me later. And I just thought it was crazy, like this combination of emotions. She was so angry and upset with him, but also still kind of hopeful and in love. P.S. Page me later. And, of course, it wasn't even Mario's car. It was my car. And I just started showing that to my friend, and I was surprised how many friends of mine had a great find to show me in return. I think what's fun about it is once you start looking, people tell me, oh, I've never found anything. And I say, seriously, look. You don't have to go out hunting for it, but just keep your eyes to the ground for a week and tell me what you find. And then at the end of the week, they always say, well, here's three awesome things I found. So I love these to-do lists. People always send me to-do lists, and I relate to them because, you know, I'm a list maker myself. So someone sent me this one from Las Vegas. It's just a one-item to-do list. It says, must win money. Here's one my brother sent me from Seattle, where he lives. It says, to do today, turn in library books, find out about college, mail dad shit, pay bills in advance, write crystal, hide guns. Wow. And then my friend in Connecticut sent me this to-do list. It's like in a kid's handwriting, and the first three have been crossed out. So I guess the first three have been done. There's things to do, get a new skateboard deck, crossed out. Think of band names, crossed out. Get lawn mowing service going, crossed out. The last two still yet to be done. Hook up with Jen, make it to the sixth grade. So everyone's got to have a dream, I guess. But and what I found is that there's a certain magic to it once you start looking for stuff. I don't know. To me, it makes my experience of walking around and interacting with the world a little bit richer.
Will you say that the common thread in all of these shopping lists, love notes, breakup letters, whatever it is that it gives a glimpse into someone else's life?
Exactly. It's just this window. I mean, whether it's a photograph, a Polaroid found in the gutter, or a kid's drawing, you know, it's kind of this window into someone else's life, and you're getting a chance to see them at their most unselfconscious. You know, the people that wrote these found notes and letters, they didn't know that anyone else would be reading them, really, except for the person they were writing to. Or maybe they were writing to themselves. Maybe it's a to-do list or a journal entry. And so people are expressing themselves completely unselfconsciously. The notes are raw and intimate. Sometimes they're very private. And, of course, we change the names and everything when we publish them in Found Magazine or on the foundmagazine.com website. But you are getting a chance to really see people when they believe that they're unobserved. And there's something so truthful and honest about that that really appeals to me.
So here's the big question, right, for this Creative Utah Challenge, though, is that we've been asking people to look around them, to find art around them or create art with something simple around them. So are these objects art, or are they art when they're on the ground, or do they become art when you put them in a magazine or post them online or, you know, do something with them?
What I appreciate about the people who find these notes and pictures and other cool stuff and send them into Found Magazine is that they are seeing something that other people would just view as trash, and they're seeing the value in it. They're seeing the curiosity of it, the wonder, and, you know, they're calling it art just by picking it up and sending it to us. You know, what does great art do? It helps us feel connected to the people we share the world with. And to me, that's what these notes and letters do. So I think there's something noble when people see that this is more than trash. It's really a way to understand and relate to our fellow humans, you know? And sometimes it creates a riddle or a mystery. I mean, there's a note that came from San Francisco. This one I've never been able to solve exactly, and it's so short, 6 words, but it's just cryptic and weird, and I love that someone sent this one to me. It says, "More buns, more cups, less lies." I have not been able to decipher.
Words to live by.
More buns, more cups, less lies. There's obviously some fascinating story behind that note, and I haven't been able to sort out what it might be. But I don't think it becomes art when we put it in the magazine or on the Found website and put a frame around it in that way. I think it becomes art the moment someone picks it up off the street and sends it to us.
Well, it seems like, thinking of that note that you just read, it's an opportunity for imagination too, right? Because you're
Absolutely.
Trying to fill in the blanks.
Absolutely. And it's so fun to each found note is kind of the tip of the iceberg. I mean, it's a few puzzle pieces, and it's up to you to imagine what the rest of the story might be.
It's not always just notes, though, right? You say on your website, anything goes, photos and doodles, and you even mentioned a guy who walks down the railroad tracks looking for screws and rusted springs.
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of the finds that we have on foundmagazine.com and in the found magazines themselves, a lot of them are, you know, kind of have a narrative to them. They're story-based. It's a longer love letter or something. But that said, I love the visual beauty of some of these found objects that people have sent in. So, yeah, whether it's some rusty spring that must have fallen off the bottom of a train or a perfectly heart-shaped stone or, you know, a leaf people have sent in. Well, one time someone even sent in a found note written on a leaf. But, yeah, I mean, objects, too, have a certain beauty to them, and I love seeing the stuff that people find.
Again, like, I'm hearing you talk about the spring off of the train, and I'm hearing imagination because you're sort of applying a narrative to it.
True, exactly. And sometimes it's even just a matter of, like, finding something in a weird place, you know, like, how did this thing get here, you know? I will say, we the one thing that we don't accept any longer are dead animals. Because
it's good to have a rule.
So one rule, yes. Me and my friends were opening up all the found mail because we get about 100 finds a week. And this girl just shrieked, and it was a frog. It was flattened and dried out and petrified almost like a rock. But it gave her a fright. And so, of course, the only thing for us to do was to keep putting it back in the envelope, taping it shut so we could sort of have other people open it that kept coming over and get a response out of them. But after that, we decided no more animals.
Let's talk that how-to for people who want to find what I guess we'll call unintentional art. What do you tell people about the search? What do you tell them to do?
Well, there's a few, you know, I don't think you have to go hunting in a specific place. And I think it's more about keeping an eye open and checking out the stuff. Picking up a piece of paper you see on the floor at school or on a city bus. But there are a few hot spots. There's a few places that seem to be great for finding stuff. Schools are great. You know, if you live near a school or work at a school, you know that kids are great at losing stuff. And the stuff they lose is usually pretty incredible. You know, universities, I used to go to my campus computing center at University of Michigan. They had all the printers, and people would print stuff out but never come to collect it. And so I would just kind of sift through that stuff and find some pretty interesting stuff. Public transportation for me is probably the best place to find stuff, whether it's a bus or a subway. People are in a hurry and they leave stuff behind. You know, but more so what I think the value is, even if you don't find some gem that you want to send to Found Magazine, just the act of looking can make your life richer. You know, I find that I'm one of those people that always gets caught in my own head, you know, this little interior monologue. Where did I leave my keys? Why is my boss being so mean to me? Whatever. Why won't this girl call me back? And looking for found stuff brings me out of my head and makes me more aware of, you know, the world around me. And I find myself not just, you know, looking on the street for found notes and letters, but also just kind of gazing at the faces of strangers sitting across from me on the bus or standing next to me at the bus stop. And I guess I ride the bus a lot, huh?
Well, I was going to say, actually, since you say that, I mean, I was thinking, you know, I brought my car to work today. This isn't something I can do in my car. I have to be out in my community.
Yeah. Walking, biking, and take it public transportation. You know, it is a way that you interact more with people and with the world around you. But I think, you know, even if you have to walk through a parking lot to get from your car to your office, around your office, there may be crumpled up piece of paper laying on the ground here or there. You know, people find stuff at work and send it in. But I think it does just bring you out of your head a little bit. And I say this from experience because it's changed the way I interact with the world. And it's brought me out of my head a little bit and into the world around me. And that, I think, has a lot of value.
Davey Rothbart. He's creator of Found Magazine and foundmagazine.com, where they post new items daily. And that's the last Creative Utah Challenge. Find a piece of unintentional art around you. Might be a note, a photo, but as they say on the Found Magazine website, anything goes. And if you do find a dead animal, go ahead and take a picture of it. Just don't send it into the magazine. Post your pictures on social media with the hashtag Creative Utah, and while you're at it, you could tag it Found Note or Found Photo, too. You can also email us your picture, and we'll post it for you. Our address is radiowest.kuer.org. The Creative Utah series has been a partnership with the Utah Arts Festival, which runs through this Sunday, June 28th. While you're there, stop by the Media Lounge and step into KUER's sound booth, where you're invited to record an audio postcard. You should also check out the Fear No Film portion of the festival. There's several Video West films screening as part of that. Go to our website for all the details and to check out the other four Creative Utah challenges. We're at radiowest.kuer.org. I'm Elaine Clark.